So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you are joining me on The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And I enjoy this next guest so beyond what you might even imagine. She's just an amazing human being. She helps people all over the world get their money right. And just who wouldn't want more of that? So I just don't even know where to begin. She's very comfortable at De Beers. She comes from a billionaire family. I mean, how many people do I get to say that about? So welcome, Curry Glossell. How are you today?
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Erica. I am well. I am uniquely established on my bar chair in my living room at the moment. Excited to speak with you. And what's really fun is that I've been up since 4:30 this morning because I love what I do, and I had an interview to talk about money at 5 a.m. this morning. Can you believe it? Wasn't that crazy?
I like talking about money at 5 a.m. I mean, there's other things I might like more, but...
Well, I can think of at least one thing I'd rather be doing more than talking on an interview at 5 a.m. However, if that one thing is not available, since I was alone last night, then I'm super happy to talk about money. And I was talking about money to a show in Sydney. So how fun was that? Australia.
So when you look at wealth and this sort of right riches for you energy and being in the space of, you know, expanding your money, letting your money work for you, what's something you can share with my listeners that they can actually do? What's an action step someone can take to shift how they are with that?
Well, I would have to say there are two right away, and there's sort of three. So I know I was talking a little bit about being excited to get up at 5 a.m., but if you love what you do and you do what you love, that's the very beginning of creating more wealth for your future. There's something magical and wonderful, and I know I'm probably not supposed to use the word magical and money together, but for me, when you love what you do, money comes to you. It's almost as if money is like a hound dog for happiness. it sniffs it out, you know? It's like, where's the happy party? Where are the people who are happy? I want to go hang out with them.
You know, Curry, I love that you said that because since June 1st, I've been doing these energy pulls on a daily basis. Right. And, you know, I started out like having someone else lead, and then I started leading them. And it doesn't even feel like work.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't, energetically, it's so much joy for me to help people see magic. It's truly that energy of expansion. It's so different than anything that isn't that. Does that make sense? It's like...
Absolutely. It's so different from anything we've ever been taught in this linear reality. It is not linear whatsoever.
Wow. So
I will give you a linear tool. You want a linear tool?
No, I don't want a linear tool. I want to ask you something else.
Okay.
When you have money, mm-hmm. how's your life different?
Well, I've never not had money. So how am I going to answer that? I will say, I mean, I can't really speak to not having money because I've always had money.
Okay.
I've just had a lot less money at times. And I've been in $2 million worth of debt, which was fucking awful. Oh, can I say the F word on your radio station?
I'll clip it.
Oh,
go
okay.
ahead.
Which is freaking awful. It was just being in debt up to $2 million was one of the worst years of my life. And it was also the years before I actually got to know Dane and Gary and Access Consciousness. So I really had a very, very difficult 4 or 5 years. And, so being in severe amounts of debt is as close as I get to feeling, nothing more than feelings, feeling like I had no money because everything that I had was going to paying off the debt. So it was an energetic draining of my entire system. And it was, I was really like a ping pong going between, I'm going to get this accomplished. Oh my God, I can't believe I got myself into this. Okay, I can get out of this. Oh, I'm making myself so wrong because I'm such a shit for getting into this. It was like I was in a ping pong of emotion for several years because of allowing myself to go into debt. And it was simply because I became unconscious with money. I gave someone else power over my finances, my money, and my checkbook. It was called marriage at the time. And it was all my fault. I take full responsibility for it now. And I have the pleasure to invite people to never do that again every day in all my classes, because it is one of the worst things you can do. So here's a practical tool. Never give anybody control of your checkbook or control of any money you have, whether you have $100 in the bank or $100,000 in the bank. No one cares about your money as much as you do.
Period. You know, I love one thing I must say that reminds me of my mom, and she passed some years back. And you know what? She just said, always have your own accounts and always keep your money. Always like have your own investments. Always have things in your name. Always like, she's like, I don't care how much you have in joint and how much you do this and that. She goes, just always, she was so firm on that. And I really am joyful. I forgot about that gift she gave me. So, Curry, tell me a little bit about, let me ask you more question. Can I ask you another question?
You can, but can I follow through on that? Because it leads into your very first question, a practical tool.
Sure.
A practical tool is to educate yourself about money. You see, your mother was actually educating you when she was being like that with you.
Yeah.
And that was one of the most difficult things, that I did not have any education about money, even though I was raised around massive amounts of it. I had no idea how it worked. I had no idea what to spend, what not to spend, what to put away, how to create more of it. I was completely ignorant. So please, 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 that's one tool that anyone can do today. They can Google money, what is it? And start. Just start educating yourself about what you don't know about money and what you'd like to know about money. And what do rich people know about money? Like, I would even I would listen to Warren Buffett's his documentary. It's only an hour and a half or 2 hours, and it's fascinating to watch the life of this man who's so smart with money.
Wow!
I would even start with that. I would, you know, you could Google people who have made movies,
wow,
who are famous people, right? It was an amazing, amazing movie when I watched it. So that's a practical tool that anybody can do. It's free on YouTube. So don't tell me you can't change your point of view about money, because you can do it today for free on Google.
You know, I'd like you to plug your podcast on my podcast. So why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
I was like, that sounds like sex, Erica.
Oh, okay.
I'd like for you to plug your podcast onto my podcast while we're on the podcast. I'm like, okay, that is a very sexy proposition. I am.
Well, you know what? My last guest that I interviewed said that people hang up. You know, they stop watching a few minutes in, and I was like, okay, I'll just say the sex word every few minutes.
Great idea. Great idea.
But tell us about your podcast. That's all I'm asking.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. And as you know, I name my podcast with the S word, right? So it's called GEMS, which stands for glamour, elegance, money, and sex, and not necessarily in that order. So it's a 9 to 10 minute podcast, depending on how much fun my creative producer and I have making it. We won't say who my creative producer is at the moment, but it's
anyway. I know her well.
Yes, you know her well. And so really, thanks to you, Erica, I'm having more fun than I ever thought was possible talking to people about how my life has changed just by using these simple practical tools from Access Consciousness.
I love it.
And it's so much fun, and I love, love, love doing my podcast.
Yeah.
And I actually am not really sure how to promote it, because I forgot.
Oh, you just Google GEMS with Curry Glossell.
Oh, well, there you go. Okay. So you just Google. That's funny. That's really all it is? Okay, cool.
So thank you so much for showing up today, Curry, and helping my audience get happier about money. And tell us where we can find you if we want to get a hold of you.
Well, you can find me and send an email to me anytime from my website, which is curryglassell.com, which if you can spell my really strange name, you can find me. And with a little luck, Erica will have it on her podcast. So
awesome. Thanks so much for coming.
You're so welcome. Thank you, Erica.